Back on Downtown Tuesday afternoon, it's time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan in the house with us. Greetings.
Greetings. How's everybody doing?
Fabulous. And you?
I'm doing great. And I didn't bring this up. I didn't want to kill the lead. Down in Waterville, they've just arrested a man for robbing a bank, running away, slipping and falling on the ice. The gun went hurtling out of his pants. He happened to fall right in front of a Maine State Police officer.
Oh. Oops.
I know I'm here to talk about wine, but that just popped up in my feed courtesy of our friends at the Friars Bakehouse. And I was just like, that's amazing. Only in Maine.
That's when you look, if you have a moment of reflection, you say, perhaps I'm not cut out for this line of work.
This is what I'm thinking. Like, so how'd your first robbery go? Well, if it had been in Florida, I might have gotten away with
it. Right. People have guns falling out of their pants all the time there.
But this entire, like, landscape is literally an ice scape these days. Oh. I don't know. It's amazing. I don't know. By the way, everybody be safe tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen. Rich is over here worrying about everything. Everything's going to be gone by Friday with 44 degrees
and
true. Rain.
It's true.
But tomorrow's going to be unfortunate.
Yeah.
All you parents out there, you know we're all going to be trapped. So go to Bangor Wine and Cheese now and stock up.
That's a good idea.
You're going to need the snowblower beer, the post-snowblower beer.
Yes.
Or maybe the pre if you've got to do it twice, because it's sounding like we're talking about inches and inches and inches.
Mm. Yes.
That's all right. Carrie told me it's all over after this.
Right.
He's better than the groundhog. So what's happening this week? Oh, I don't know. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Which is another reason, y'all, because that's Thursday. And if you don't get a chance to get out tomorrow, maybe you should go out today. But I always like to do my annual Valentine special on this week. Talking about, is wine good for your heart? Because, frankly, it's one of those huge, huge myths that we kind of deal with. So I kind of want to talk not just about your heart, but, you know, the health benefits of wine and, you know, why or why not. They're things that you might care to pay attention to. So the alcohol and antioxidants in red wine may help prevent coronary artery disease. That's really what we're talking about here. Conditions that can lead to heart attacks. Any links aren't fully understood. I'm not a doctor. I'm not here, you know, dispensing medical advice or telling you to drink red wine in lieu of anything that your doctor is telling you to. But naturally, there have been a lot of studies, and so we'll just sort of talk about that. But they think that the benefit, part of it is that the antioxidants in wine help increase levels of the high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, the, quote, good cholesterol that your doctors always tell you about. Uh-oh, it's a real doctor calling in. I told you I'm not a real doctor. Uh-oh. I just play one when I get a chance. But they protect against cholesterol buildup. And specifically, the ones we talk about, the antioxidants that are called polyphenols, they may help to protect the lining of the vessels of your heart, right? Tannins. Right, tannins that are also found, obviously, in white wine and certainly in red wine, especially the red wine we'll talk about today. They contain, and I'm going to screw this up, but I'll do my best, polycyanidins, which are phenols, and they contain free radicals that that help prevent the heart disease. They can also help, by the way, with cancers of the prostate, colon, and breast. So a lot of interesting health benefits to these wines. Resveratrol is the one that gets a lot of notice in the health community. Preventing damage to blood vessels, reducing the low-density cholesterol, preventing blood clots, reducing inflammation. I mean, basically just trying to remember that, you know, the tannins in wine that are the natural preservative for that wine and are one of the things, you know, when we talk about is wine age-worthy. The same thing that's going to make a wine age-worthy may make you age-worthy, if you want to think about it that way. You know, they're excellent. It's like, you know, the peppery olive oils are the better ones for you. In this case, technically, if you're thinking about your health, you're looking for something like that. So just something to keep in mind.
I've had two sips, by the way, and I feel better already.
You feel tremendous.
That, and I just got the notification that There's no school in Brewer tomorrow. We're not waiting around.
Apparently not. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was right. I'm sure Bangor will follow suit very Indeed. Shortly. All right. Well, folks, there's your notice. We're open until 7 o'clock tonight. Go on and get your stuff.
That's right.
Cause you're going to be home tomorrow with your children. But that's okay. I'll be home with my children and, we'll try to figure out what to do together.
Exactly.
Keeping going. The other things about resveratrol, it can improve sensibility towards insulin. I just found that out today. So it can lower your chances of diabetes. Very cool. Wilford Brimley would be proud. I was surprised about that. Drinking a single glass of wine a night has been shown to improve brain function. And Lord knows all of us can get a little help there every now and then. Of course, and you know, we talk about the single glass of wine a night. That doesn't mean a bottle.
No. Law of diminishing returns there.
I should point that out. Again, not a doctor, but I am. And again, it was pointed out earlier by Rich. We're not all that good at math on this program, but I do know that. I know that there are glasses out there designed to hold an entire bottle's worth of wine. doesn't count. I'm sorry.
No.
Chemicals in red wine prevent brain's neurons from dying off. Cool. Bonus. And as a result, it protects the brain from dementia and can help slow the onset of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Nice.
Here we go. Drinking
there you go.
More.
Keep going. Keep going. It's all right. And they say that, and this was new to me, moderate consumption can help boost your immune system. Says don't stop taking your vitamins, especially in February if you're taking vitamin D supplements. Like all of us are, but it can help your immune system and it can help increase your bone density. So again, old man, just keep drinking. It's all good for you.
I love it.
All right. And of course, I mean, at the end of the day, and again, I'm also not a brain doctor, but a glass of wine can very often take the edge off. So if you're coming home after a rough day and, that old ticker is maybe too tightly wound. Glass of wine can help there. So a lot of ways that, again, nothing is set in stone. There's a lot of studies out there. I'm sure there are studies that say that everything I'm telling you is wrong. You know, it's the same old thing. Is butter good for you? Absolutely. I don't care what science says. I love it. But just something to keep in mind. We are... moving towards, and speaking of, and as we're on this particular wine, I should mention what we're drinking, and then we'll talk about the events coming up. The wine I'm talking about today and why this is appropriate, we're drinking a really cool wine called Amphora by the Herdad do Rochim. So this is a Portuguese winery, and we really love their wines. But this is a cool wine that has been made in a style that they've been making wine for centuries and is really sort of behind... I think why red wine is good for you and why wine is good for you in general. This is not, this wine has never seen a factory, right? This is they put whole clusters of the grapes, several different traditional Portuguese grapes, most of them very thick skin, so you're getting a lot of that tannin and polyphenols and everything. You're putting it in whole cluster into this gigantic 250-liter amphora that is placed outside. And then the winemaker, instead of covering it with a lid or anything, he covers it with olive oil. Mm. And the olive oil does not penetrate the wine or anything. It stays on top and it collects all the stuff that might happen to fall on it over the course of life. And then the wine will drain out the bottom after it ferments and everything. But you've got the stems and all the particulates or whatever sort of filtering it for you. So it's an unfined, unfiltered wine, but it's sort of filtered naturally by... the stuff, and subsequently it's full of all the good things that we've just been talking about. So if you're thinking about wines that can help you live longer and better, think about, again, wines that are going to have a lot of skin contact, maybe dark pigments, things like that. And if you don't know, ask your friendly wine merchant. But grapes like Grenache and Syrah, Monastrell / Mourvèdre, depending on where it's from, These are the wines we're drinking today, is Aragones, Trinchadera, all these sorts of things. These are the wines you're going to really want to look out for in case you're thinking about wines, you know, my doctor said, or I'd like to try this. That's what to look out for. It being a Valentine's Day week, we are doing a tasting on Friday for Galentine's Day, and that is going to be with the Be Me Boutique featuring Paisley Ray Couture. We are also going to be doing a wine tasting of sort of romantically themed wines and such. Then next week, we are going to have our regular monthly tasting on the 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. And, of course, I am still putting in my plugs for the March Chateau Mussar events. So Chateau Mussar, the great Lebanese winery, March 20th, we are going to be having, for $30 per ticket, a wonderful comprehensive deep dive evening with Chateau Mussar, featuring Elizabeth George from Broadbent, which is Chateau Mussar's exclusive importer. And then on the 21st, the next day, we will be having her as our guest for our monthly tasting and tasting some of their entry-level wines. So things not to miss. Please get in on those. And I will be looking forward to seeing you all next week when we jump back into our normal February talking about organic agriculture, biodynamic agriculture, lute raisonné, all the ways that they grow wine in ways that you want to be drinking wine as opposed to chemically produced, manufactured junk. So we'll see you next week.
By the way, I also love Mystery Alaska.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good non sequitur. But if you've never seen Mystery Alaska, boy, that's just a fantastic film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hockey. Hockey everywhere.
There you go. Thank you, Eric.
Cheers.